The Mounds Theater is tucked away in Dayton's Bluff, on the east side of St. Paul. Built in 1922 as a vaudeville theater, it was soon adapted to show films and came to serve as a kind of community center for the surrounding neighborhood. Then, in 1967, the theater staff mysteriously walked out. There was still popcorn in the popcorn machine when they suddenly abandoned their jobs and shut the doors. For the next 30-some years, the theater fell into the possession of an eccentric millionaire named George, who used the building as a personal warehouse. In 1999, Rayanne Ruth convinced George to donate the theater to her nonprofit, the Portage for Youth, and she began a 3-year-long renovation to restore the space to a working theater. It soon became clear, though, that the theater, frozen in time since the 1960s, hadn't been completely abandoned after all.
I was putting a camera up on the balcony, and I heard footsteps behind me. And I turned around, and there was nobody there. And the footsteps were on a wooden part of the flooring, so they were very clear and distinct. But again, there was absolutely nobody upstairs, and in fact, I was the only person up there setting up these cameras.
That's Mia. She's been a volunteer at the Mounds Theater for several years, but her first unusual experience there was during an investigation with a paranormal group.
And since then, I've been touched. I've had, like, my fingers touched. I've seen shadow figures moving around. I've heard voices speaking out of thin air, with witnesses around.
When strange things started happening to Rayanne, the theater's owner, she and theater volunteers started to piece together the stories of the theater's mysterious inhabitants.
We actually had John Savage, who's with the Minnesota Paranormal Group, and he is one of the best-known mediums and psychics in Minnesota, and he was one of the first people to come and investigate here, and he was the one who gave us the first names, and we had another group come in shortly after that, and they gave us the same names, which is really interesting. And then Rayanne got hold of... She basically put out a call if anybody worked in the theater or knew anybody who worked at the theater to come and tell her about the history. And it was those people who had worked here who gave the names of the people, and they matched.
Mia led me and a small group of others on a tour of the theater. And by tour, I mean we wandered through the building in near darkness, armed only with a few flashlights, cameras, and my recorder, searching for signs of Jim, Red, and Mary.
Jim was a very level-headed guy. He started working here at the theater when he was 16 years old, and he was here right up again until it closed in 67. He held a position of authority as the usher, where he'd have to handle people who were drunk or misbehaving. And he seems to pretty much be doing that same job here at the theater. So, for example, people will capture photographs of somebody who matches Jim's physical description standing in the aisles, or people will report being tapped on the shoulder during performances and turning around and nobody's there. And we've even had situations where we've had groups here who are maybe making a little bit of noise, and they'd hear a cough as if somebody was trying to catch their attention and, you know, make them settle down a little bit. Red was the projectionist here at the theater from sort of the late 20s and until it first closed in 1967, and he was a very extreme personality. He liked to prank people, and he was a practical joker, and he would take on these crazy bets, and he'd do anything basically for a laugh. He does also like to push people on the stairs, and he'll pinch people, and anything that will get like a reaction out of people. Red, he can be very cranky, and he will swear quite loudly at people. We've heard this through the radio device that we use, and people have actually also heard him with, you know, literally like a voice speaking out of thin air.
The device she's referring to is what's called the ghost box in ghost hunting circles. It's basically a modified radio that's set to sweep the AM band very, very quickly. The idea is, if you're able to hear a consistent voice coming through as the ghost box flips through radio signals and white noise, well, maybe it's a ghost.
Was that you? Get out?
Or maybe it's a coincidence.
No.
Or possibly it's just our brains piecing things together, trying to make sense of the noise.
Mary, are you still here?
In 1957, there used to be a parking lot beside the theater, and the body of a little child was found in the parking lot, and her name was Mary. Nobody was ever caught for her murder. However, local rumor was very, very strong at the time that somebody at the theater was responsible for her death. Now, as I said, nobody was ever arrested for that. But it was very, very much thought that it was somebody here who had done the deed. And the funny thing is that she will talk to us, and she is very playful, and when we try and ask about her death, she disappears, and sometimes for days we'll have no activity that we know is Mary's. So it's almost like she doesn't want to talk about it at all. It's very strange.
Do you want to come play with us?
And Mary, if she likes somebody and she gets drawn to them, she'll try and hold their hand, she'll follow them around, she'll tug on their clothing. She does like to play with toys as well, and she will play with people with a ball. We have a big red ball, and if you roll it, sometimes she'll actually interrupt it and start pushing it around the stage. So she's just a playful little kid.
You'd have to experience a lot of what happens at the Mounds Theater firsthand in order to really become a believer.
Did you just get poked?
I got poked. Did somebody poke me?
While we were standing in the basement with the lights out, a woman in our group was poked in the back. Twice.
And I was like, did you guys see that?
Yeah. Oh! Jesus!
And I'm not really sure what to make of this, but while another guide was demonstrating the ghost box, I swear I felt two distinct pushing sensations on my recorder.
I just felt something kind of push my recorder.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
In your hand?
Yeah, it was like pushing on it.
Someone else in the theater had an infrared temperature sensor, and he said that the area near my hand was cooler than its surroundings.
It is colder than it
is. 4 degrees cooler. If you feel like you have to see it to believe it, then there's evidence out there for you too.
We've even had them caught on film, both video and photographic. We've had, as I said, the figure of a man standing in the aisles. We've had a sort of child-sized figure that's been seen standing on stage and also captured on photograph. And we also have a shadow figure, and basically it kind of looks like a silhouette of a person up on the balcony where Red spent a lot of his time, because that's where the projection booth is.
So, how does the Mounds Theater measure up for an avid paranormal investigator like Mia?
I have been to places with really rich paranormal history over in Europe that goes back for hundreds of years. And I've also been very lucky, having moved to the US, that I've actually been able to even travel around the country and visit some pretty amazing and very well-documented haunted locations like Waverly Hills Sanatorium. In my opinion, I think the activity here at the theater is just as busy and just as easy to catch and see as some of those really amazingly big locations that have, you know, celebrity status, I guess, in the haunted community.
The Mounds Theater does offer ghost tours to the public, just like the one I was on. But there's more to the theater than just its non-living entities.
Well, it is not just a haunted theatre. It is a fully functional, fantastic little indie theatre, and it's pretty cool to know that you could come to a production watch a great show and maybe have a paranormal experience at the same time, because you never know when, you know, Jim might tap you on the shoulder.
KFAI is made possible by listeners like you and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.